This is Cody from the first years. Good morning, Cody.
Morning.
What we're doing with everyone is just a quick check-in with your project and discussing exhibition plans. I see you've got one there.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through it?
Okay. So what's going on here?
Basically, it's an installation. And I'm wanting to have different size, like jellyfishes, and then just one main big one.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'll have like UV lighting to like, for like the neon colours to stand out. Yeah.
Have you got neon lights?
I've got UV light.
Okay.
Okay.
What room do you anticipate using? Have we got any empty installation rooms?
At the moment, yeah. Have you earmarked one of the rooms? Because one of them's already gone.
Robin's got one.
Mm. Is that the one in our studio?
No.
Well, I was thinking that, the one in our studio.
There's
the
one, two rooms in your studio.
The one with the microwave in?
Yeah.
Okay, I know the one.
Is that the one with all the shelves?
Yeah.
And the drawer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Size-wise, have you sort of envisioned if you are able to fill that room?
Yeah, I think that will.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I think in terms of these types of installations, more is more when you're dealing with like multiple kind of objects. I know you said you'll have one sort of like main big one. I'd encourage you to like have two or three.
Right, yeah.
Big ones, you want the space to be really full.
Yeah.
Really
not
full.
Not feel really empty.
You know, if you think about when jellyfish kind of like group and herd, you know, there's that scene in Finding Nemo that actually strikes fear into my heart, you know, when all the jellyfish just sort of like appear and it's like you can't move for jellyfish and they're just bloody everywhere. It should kind of feel like that, like really dense and layered. So that people like interacting with it, there's not too much space that is empty, you know? So it feels like a jellyfish sort of field. Got loads of them.
Because that is what happens. I've been to the tropics hundreds of times, maybe not hundreds. But that is what happens. You go for a dip and you're like, oh my God, I've been stung everywhere.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something you could try and replicate.
Yeah.
Now, you had discussed making 9.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd need.
I wouldn't put a number on them. I would just keep on making them until you run out of time.
Okay.
And then we use what you've got. Just keep on making them. Yeah. Because through making them, some will just naturally be better than others as well. You know, when you become a bit more proficient. You know the process, you know, you just get naturally better at producing them. So I wouldn't put too much of a number on it.
Yeah.
When that room gets emptied of stuff, I know at the moment it seems like quite a small space, but it's got furniture in it, you know, got your shelving in there and the plan chest. When you take all of that out, it actually starts feeling like actually quite a big space. So you do need a lot to fill it, really. Now, in your sketchbook, have you done any research into installations that have multiple objects?
I've done research on installations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody that I really recommend that you look at is a chap called Anthony Gormley. Now, he doesn't make jellyfish. He bases all of his work on people and the space that people occupy. And he did... No, it wasn't actually entirely him. I think he asked other artists, community groups, loads of people, to make tiny little clay figures. And it was literally, people got a ball of clay, squished it in their fingers, poked two eyes in it. That was it. He then assembled them all together and made like almost a carpet of all these
army, these
clay little figures. He's also done installations of, most famously, he was the guy that did the Angel of the North, you know, entrance to the North. but he also did on a beach in Liverpool a collection of figures that disappear and appear in the rising and falling of the tide. I can't remember what that beach is called, but I know it's in Liverpool. So looking at people who create multiples of things, because when you're dealing with sculpture and installation, you either go for one big enormous thing or lots of small things to create impact, to create visual impact. Only having 9 or 5 or whatever, I don't think is going to be enough for this space. My recommendation, just keep making them until you run out of time.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see what you've got to work with. But maybe you have to do a little bit of backpedaling in terms of some research into some more specific artists that deal with multiples in their work. So how many artists have you got? Picture of dog. Zoom. Right. 1, 2. But this is kind of like graffiti stuff, so this doesn't feel entirely relevant. But 2. General fine art textiles investigation. 3. So 6 specific artists. So
we'll have another one.
7. That's more wider context. I would encourage you, that's 7 in total at the moment with Anthony Bormi, but I encourage you to find another person.
Yeah.
Ideally, a textile-y kind of person who creates installationary sort of sculptural type stuff. It doesn't have to be jellyfish, it doesn't have to be relating to, you know, the whole sort of ravey kind of theme. It's just about people who work in multiples as part of the justification as to why you're doing it. Cool. As in terms of the plan for your space, I've no problem at the moment. I don't think that there's anybody else that I've spoken to, but you've spoken to more of the foundation people in second years than I have.
Nobody has said that they want
a room. So at this moment in time, I'm, you know, in agreement that you can have that space, okay?
Yeah.
But with that comes the responsibility to make it really good, okay? To be given a room separate from everybody else is quite a privilege. Okay, so I want to see some hard work.
You might have to start emptying that now, as soon as possible, so you can see how much space you have to fill.
Also, double check on the ceiling. There was like a gridded.
Yes.
Is that still there? Okay, good.
Even better.
Because that'll make life a bit easier. Yeah. In principle, absolutely. Now, with your jellyfish, have you been building in somewhere? Like some sort of hanging thing, you know, discussed.
No,
like a loop of wire or something. Have you been doing that? Okay, good.
We strengthen them with mud rock.
Because then that just makes life easier as well.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And just finally, in terms of blog, how are you doing with that? Any disclaimers coming out?
You're smiling.
Yeah.
Not liking that. You have a blog spot every Friday.
I just can't do it on a Friday.
When can you do it? You do what suits you, but you just have to do it.
I think I'll start doing it like during earlier in the week.
Because
probably.
The only reason we put it on a Friday was because it was the end of the week. You can reflect on the week's activities.
Yeah, I was just not in the mood to write on a Friday.
You fit it in with when it suits you. But we can't stress enough that this is where all of your grade comes from. The UAL were marking anything on your blog. They can't give you a grade on something that's not there.
Yeah. also, one thing that I haven't seen in your sketchbook, technical notes.
I've got a folder.
Oh, you've got a folder?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got some practical skills. You've got nothing. You've got one thing on evaluation and reflection. And I'm sure by now you have.
I have written, like, things in, like, my book.
In your book?
Yeah.
Take
so
photos.
Just
put them on.
Photographs of them.
You're going to have to dedicate some time where you really focus on it. If I've seen you in the blog spot. Sometimes you do just struggle. Sometimes you chat with Marta.
Yeah.
If that's the case, remove yourself. Do something else.
Yeah.
But you, whatever time you do set aside for your blog, you're going to have to focus on.
Yeah. There's
such
a short amount of time left, Cody.
Mm.
It will be a terrible shame come the assessment point, after putting all the hard work into getting your display set up, that we have to go, she's a referral because she hasn't done her blog. That would be such a silly thing to do.
Even this plan you've just made?
Yeah.
Stick that on your blog today. Take a photo of it. That goes straight into planning.
Planning and production.
Yeah. You've had one of these, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that class has had them. So you know where things go.
Mm.
Take this wherever you go. Keep it in your sketchbook. So you know if you're not going to do blogs on a Friday blog spot with us, you know where to put stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Katie. Looking forward to
it. It sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see it.
I did have a question actually before we go. Sound.
Yeah.
The light is a speaker.
Okay.
So.
Is it a decent sounding speaker?
Yeah. I tested it out.
Have you got specific music in mind?
Not yet, but I know like what, like generally what I think would sound nice. But
start thinking about that.
Yeah, I'll put like a playlist.
Start putting
so
it on your blog.
Yeah.
So we can hear it.
Yeah.
If you don't know how, speak to Raph on a Friday in your blog spot.
Yeah.
He's the technical support man.
Yeah.
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 But you've really got to get those clogs turning and start doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because it sounds really exciting.
Cool. Go.
Okay. Thank you, Katie.
Go and do.